Welcome back to Money in America with Randall Turner. Today we have John Gattani, who's running for New York State Comptroller, on the phone. John, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Randy. How are you?
We're wonderful. Now, just tell me, why are you running for State Comptroller?
Well, because I am the best candidate for the position, and I've been sick and tired of what's going on in Albany and the financial mess this state is in.
Okay. Now, I imagine a lot of my listeners are kind of like me. We're not quite sure. What does a New York State Comptroller really do? What can you really control?
Well, he's the chief financial officer of the state. He oversees the accounting records for the state, the financial reports, the fiscal oversight over local government, school districts, SUNY and CUNY systems, authorities. Anybody that does work or contracts with the state as well.
Oh, okay. So,
and one other thing, he's the sole trustee of the pension fund.
Well, that was my next question, actually, John. I understand the pension fund is all of a sudden facing mandatory increases in contributions. Mm-hmm. What can you do as a state controller to, I guess, control that better?
Well, what I would do, since I'm the sole trustee, is I would make it more diversified. I know it's diversified now, but it seems to be heavily rooted in the stock market and not in some other investments that I know are doing better than the stock market is right now. I would also propose, and this would take legislation, that there be a board of trustees instead of a sole trustee.
Why is that?
Because I think the sole trustee, like the not this controller, but the one before, Mr. Hevesy, has been charged with a fraud and crimes for pay for play, because he steered certain investments to certain favored investment houses.
So by having a board, there would be a more of a group responsibility then, more group overseeing it.
Yeah, it would be less. I think it would be less likely that would happen. And the board would be made up of not of political hacks and appointees, but of employees, retirees, employers, and citizens of the state who are all vested in how the pension fund is run.
Is the New York State Pension Fund underfunded right now, like so many state governments are?
Well, according to Mr. Ganapoli, last month he came out with a report that said it was underfunded. Which shocked me because 6 months ago it was doing fine and it was overfunded. So what happened in 6 months? I know the stock market hasn't been doing that great, but that's what I mean about he's kind of mismanaged it, because if the stock market's not doing good, then you do go to another kind of investment to mitigate those losses. But apparently he doesn't know how to do that. So it is apparently underfunded, and that's why next year all the property tax owners in New York State are going to be socked with a big increase in their property taxes to help fund the pension fund.
Well, that was another question I had. The budget increase, tax increase, is supposed to be 3.2% this year, but I understand many property owners got a much higher increase. Is this why?
That's one of the main reasons why, yes. Another reason why is the health insurance, which if government employees have to kick in more because the legislature did something with the Medicare that we're paying for. I don't understand the whole deal, but we had in the middle of this, my wife works for the state, so she has state health insurance, and we had a $10 per paycheck increase started beginning of this month.
Really? I didn't know that.
And usually it runs through from January to January, and you usually get an increase to the new year, and they did it in the middle of the year, which is pretty unusual. So I want to investigate that as well, because a few years ago we got a refund from being overcharged for Medicare, some kind of Medicare payment we were making through our insurance. Now we're getting jacked up to $10 more per paycheck, so...
Well, let's touch base for a second on the education front. New York State has the highest paid cost per pupil, I guess is the correct way of saying that, in the nation. What can the controller do to reduce that cost per pupil?
Well, like I said, the comptroller has financial oversight over school districts, and they audit school districts, and I would audit them, and I would do management reviews, operational audits, financial audits, and find areas where school districts are inefficient and uneconomical and just not doing a good job managing their money, and reduce the costs that the school districts have, and offer ways to improve education quality, because we pay more, but we don't get a good bang for our buck. Our quality is not very good either.
So, as a controller, do you work with the governor on a regular basis, or how does that work?
Well, he works with the governor. He's more kind of an oversight person over the governor, too, as well, but you have to work with the governor, and his, you know, the agencies are part of the governor's executive office, you know, it's not under, the governor controls most all the agencies, so the controller has the oversight, and the controller does audits and finds things. He works with the agency people who report to the governor.
I see. Okay, what else is important that people will understand about the New York State controller race that they wouldn't know otherwise?
Well, I'll tell you what about me, because they probably don't know me too well. I worked for the state for 25 years in accounting and auditing. I'm the only candidate that has a government accounting and auditing experience. I am the only candidate with a bachelor's degree in accounting from Binghamton University. And I'm the only candidate that knows how government really operates, because I've been there 25 years. I was there 25 years working in, I worked in DOT, in the accounting and internal audit, and I worked in the Department of Labor and the Office of Mental Retardation and Developmental Disabilities. And I know how things operate.
Well, is this the first time you've ever run as a politician?
Absolutely. I never really wanted to do it, but I've been thinking about it the past few years. About I'm just so upset with how things are going, and I just decided to take a leap this year.
There seems to be quite a few people doing that this year.
Yeah, there are, yes.
Well, this has been John Catani. He's running for New York State Comptroller, and this has been Money in America with Randall Turner.